Hit it. Welcome to the Barrel Rollers Podcast, Episode 11, Part 2, E3, the Nintendo side. I'm Cody.
I'm Nick.
And we are joined again by Heather. And we're going to talk about Nintendo's side of E3. First, something we all knew about, the Wii Motion Plus. Nick?
The Wii Motion Plus. It seems really, really cool. It seems like the Wii remote is finally going to have all the stuff in it that they originally claimed, like, that it could do in the first place. Because, like, I remember the first E3 they showed off. They're like, oh, it feels exactly what you do and all that stuff. And then once you open the Wii package, you find out it was kind of bullshit, and all it really did was tell what direction you're swinging it and how hard you're swinging it. But now we're finally getting something that detects rotation and a bunch of other different movements. I think this is something that the Wii remote kind of needed in it all along. I'm hoping that you can get ridiculous amounts of precision so that you can do, like, one-to-one sword movements with what's on your TV screen and all kinds of stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to it. I think if they implement it right, like a game like Red Steel 2 or something like that, I think it could be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of upset, though, that Red Steel 2 is a Wii Motion Plus exclusive, which means it will not even play if you don't have the Wii Motion Plus put in. But I do hope that it actually makes the sword fighting actually seem good.
The only problem I know with that, like, I was reading in Game Informer, is that, like, some of the older games, like, it's not going to even affect it because it doesn't even going to pick it up. So it's only for, like, certain, like, newer games that are going to be able to be, like, backwards compatible with it.
Right, well, like, it's, like, whatever games are programmed to make use of it. So, like, older games that, like, weren't programmed for it obviously won't work with it.
I honestly think they should build it in from here on in into the Wii Remote, because I honestly don't want to pay $20 for an additional add-on, because that's just bull.
Yeah, like, I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be in the Wii Remote. Like, it makes the Wii Remote more of what it should be in the first place. It picks up exactly how you're holding it, what angle you're holding it at, all kinds of different stuff. I know in the demo, what they showed us at E3 was Wii Sports Resort, and this guy was doing archery by just holding the Wii Remote straight up in the air, pulling back on the nunchuck while holding the Z button, and just by moving the Wii Remote without pointing it at the screen, the game detected exactly where on the screen he was pointing it. So I thought that was really, really cool.
I think what's more interesting is that it seems with the Wii Motion Plus, it not only enhances the Wii Remote, but it also enhanced the sensibility of the nunchuck itself.
I don't know about that, because
it looked like it.
Well, it seems like it's more of an attachment for the Wii Remote. So the gyros are just letting you know what's going on in your right hand. Like, how, I don't really see how the extra gyros would let you know what's going on with your left hand if you're holding it in your right hand.
All I'm saying is, seeing what I based at what I saw, it seemed like the nunchuck was a lot more responsive.
I don't know. I guess we'll see. But I think Nintendo does need this Wii Motion Plus in order to compete with the new motion controller showed off by Microsoft and Sony. So we'll see. This is definitely the year of the motion controller. So I wonder if Nintendo is going to be able to hold their standing over it right now with the new Wii Motion Plus versus Project Natal. And what was the Sony thing called?
It's literally called the PSI.
PSI, which we'll talk about in part C of this episode, but
part three,
whatever. But, I don't know. I think the Wii Motion Plus has a lot of practical use for games.
Okay, along with the Wii Motion Plus, you can get Wii Sports Resort, which I thought was a complete waste of money up until this past week, and then I saw it in action. That that blew my mind. It really looks a lot better than I think everyone thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I don't know. The Wii Sports Resort. I'm not too sure about it because the Wii Motion Plus is going to be sold on its own for $20, or you can get a bundle with the Wii Motion Plus and Wii Sports Resort for $50.
Which is
And
complete bullshit.
I'm just wondering if Wii Sports Resort is worth $30 like that because
I doubt it.
all of the other like tech demo type games like Link's Crossbow Training or Wii Sports or Wii Play, they were all included for basically free with whatever peripheral they originally came with.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be worth the $30, but I think it's definitely a lot better than a lot of people thought it was because a lot of people thought, oh, fencing on the beach, frisbee, big whoop. But the archery one is what really blew me away.
Yeah, it definitely looked cool, not gonna lie. Maybe I'll look into it. Maybe I'll wait till the price goes down. I don't know, but the skydiving section at the beginning looked really cool too.
That was pretty cool.
So I don't know. I guess we'll see. We'll see what's up.
Yeah. But a lot of people said Nintendo's was probably the worst one, and it's probably due to this next thing. And that's the Wii Vitality Sensor. And I shit you not. Basically, you hook it up to the Wii remote, and you put your finger in it, and it gives you your pulse. And even Miyamoto said at a conference, I don't know what we're going to use it for. I just thought it was a cool idea.
It would feel like I'm going to the hospital to get my pulse read and stuff like that. You know, like one of those clamp things they put on your fingers? It looks exactly like that. I just don't see how they could implement that into a serious video game other than being
It would
being
only ever be useful if for the Wii Fit, and even then, that's kind of pointless.
Like, it's like, oh, I really worked up a sweat. Let's go see how fast my heart's going. Like,
I could literally see someone, like, on the operating table, and they're, like, trying to get their pulse, or someone's in the emergency room or something like that, and they're like, we need to get your pulse, and they're like, it's okay, I took it on my Wii Fit before I got here. It was blah, blah, blah. And they're like, no, we need to take it now. It's like, come on. Seriously, who really needs to know their pulse to the like precision that this is going to give you for home use?
I just don't see the point. Oh, like, it's just one of those things that just seems so unpractical. Like, what video game would you ever want to know your pulse in the middle of? Like, oh shit, Dead Space scared the crap out of me. I wonder what my pulse is. Like, why do you care?
See, I could see this if it was 100 years ago when doctors actually made house calls, but no. Today, the only thing I could see is Doctors Without Borders. That's about it. But next on the list, which we kind of knew ahead of time, was Kingdom Hearts 2, which apparently is exclusive to the DS, which I thought was pretty amazing, considering it wasn't it originally on PlayStation?
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 1 was a PS1 game. So, are you sure? Is this an actual sequel to it, or is it just like a part two or something like that?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a sequel. All I know is it said Kingdom Hearts 2. I don't know if it's a sequel or whatever it is, but it is exclusive to the DS. And based on the graphics they showed, it actually seemed pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, I know some girls at my school that play Kingdom Hearts, the first one on the PlayStation, almost obsessively. I don't know. Heather, have you ever played Kingdom Hearts at all?
Yeah, I played 1 and 2. On the PS2.
Yeah.
But not like the mini series versions.
Yeah. So like this isn't Kingdom Hearts 2, this new DS one. It's like it's called like has some weird fraction at the end of it, right?
I don't
know.
It's
probably like one of the mini series ones that like picks up all like the loose end of the story and they're trying to tie it all together to make it make more sense if you play like the actual game. Because a lot of people like this game for the story and for everything it is. So to get like all like the extra stuff, you have to play the little mini game, basically.
Yeah, it's called Kingdom Hearts 358 over 2 days.
I don't know why.
It's 358 and a half days, yeah.
Half
or
days?
Whatever the heck. Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay.
Is that how long you have to play it before Nintendo gets an actual good idea?
No.
Oh, no, sorry, sorry, sorry. That's how long you have to play it before Nintendo gets an actual, like, good M-rated game.
Hey, Conduit's coming out soon.
Yeah, I know. I can't say that anymore.
All right. What?
I didn't say anything. Oh.
Isn't there an M-rated game out right now, and I can't remember the name of it right now?
Probably Mad World.
That's it.
Or House of the Dead Overkill, which set the record for most curse words in a video game.
Which is pretty impressive.
It is impressive. But you know what's even more impressive? The fact that Nintendo is bringing back a six-year dead series, Golden Sun. I'm so f***ing happy. I'm so happy.
I never really played the first one. I know it was on the Game Boy Advance. So, like, tell the listeners a little bit about the new one.
I don't know much about it. They honestly only just said, we're bringing back Golden Sun. But the old ones were really cool because it was almost like if Zelda, like, combined with, like, sorcery spells. So you could get a group of up to four people, and actually in the second one you could get eight people if you transferred your characters over. But you'd walk around, you'd solve puzzles. It was a basic RPG, but to fight enemies, it was, like, turn-based. So it's one of those things like Paper Mario where you walk into an enemy and then it goes into a completely different screen for turn-based action. But what's really cool is you could have all four of your characters attack the same time. And they had so many different spells. You could have, like, different characters with different abilities. You could swap them on command. It was just amazing.
Yeah, so that's coming out fairly soon, right? Or is that just
announced? I think it's by the end of the year. I'm not quite sure when, but I will be happy when it does come out.
That's pretty sweet. So, yeah, DS owners, check it out. I'm not going to lie, I kind of skipped through the DS section of the Nintendo conference. I have a DS, I just don't play it that much anymore. So,
well, there wasn't that much based on the DS. There really wasn't.
And there's that new Bowser-centric Mario and Luigi game, too.
That was so stupid. Basically, Mario and Luigi get sucked into Bowser's body, and then you basically go around in a Paper Mario-type game, defeating everything that Bowser eats.
Yeah, no comment.
Seriously? Really? That's just stupid. Why would I ever want to destroy half-eaten Goombas? Next.
New Super Mario Brothers Wii.
Oh my god. I'm pretty sure I cried. Just a little bit.
It's
not 3D. That's the best part. It's not 3D. It's not 3D at all. It goes back to the old 2D ways. What's even better? Four players!
It's a sequel to the Nintendo DS game, New Super Mario Brothers, where it's like 3D characters, but like the game only takes place like left and right, so it's only like on a 2D plane, even though the characters are 3D. But yeah, it's going to be the first four-player classic-style Mario game.
Oh my god, it's basically like four-player Super Mario World. That's what it looked like, and it is amazing.
You can play as Mario, Luigi, Blue Toad, and Yellow Toad.
No, that's the ones they used in the tech demo. There's got to be others.
Oh, is there more characters? I don't know.
There's got to be. There's got to be a way you can play as Peach.
But either way, it sounds really cool. It's like both competitive and cooperative at the same time. It's a lot like Four Swords, where you're competing for the high score, but you have to work with each other to like solve puzzles at the same time. It's pretty much Four Swords Mario version.
It really is, and I was so, so excited when they announced it. But you know what's even more impressive? They didn't announce one Mario game. They announced two. And I think this is the first time, I'm pretty sure it's the first time ever on a console where there was three Mario games on the same console. Oh no, I can't say that because the NES. Damn it.
Yeah, but it's the first 3D console with two 3D Mario adventures on it.
Well, it's the first one with like an actual sequel on the same console.
Super Mario Brothers NES. But they announced Super Mario Galaxy 2. Super Mario Galaxy 1 was wicked successful. Everybody freaking loved that game. And they're making a second one. It looks like the same engine and everything, but all new levels, and Yoshi's going to be around this time, so.
Which I'm happy. Yeah, Yoshi's back, which was – it's surprising because that's the first thing they showed off. They're like, new Super Mario Galaxy 2, and we're all sitting there. We're like, damn it. And then all of a sudden Yoshi comes up, and we're all like, yeah. But seriously, I don't want another one. I don't care how many people liked it. I didn't think it was that good.
I thought it was – it was definitely the most innovative Mario game since Super Mario 64.
I'll give you that. It was innovative. I had fun while I was playing it, but it wasn't challenging. And I beat it in two sittings. And I don't mean like I beat Bowser in two sittings. I collected all 120 stars in two sittings.
I don't know. I had a lot of fun with it. What I liked about it is every single star to get it was so much different from the last one. Like it felt – and like all the stars were just fun to get. It was always like all these clever new levels. And there was – whenever you were starting to get bored, they always threw something new into the mix. Like I remember the first time I got into the ice suit and I started wall jumping off of waterfalls. I thought that was the coolest thing.
That was awesome.
There's just so much awesome stuff in that game, and it really just had a different surprise around every turn. And I hope the second one doesn't try to stay too close to the first one. I hope it's a little bit different, but it still like maintains the same like how each level was really different. I hope this one, you know what I mean, takes it to a new level.
No, I definitely agree. But honestly, I wouldn't be upset because I thought there were a lot of new innovative things that they created in this. I wouldn't be upset at all if they just brought back all of those new features and just kind of remapped them in a different way, because that's the one thing. It was really weird that they had so many new features. It was almost overwhelming because every single world you had to learn a new ability.
Exactly, but it didn't feel like they were making you do the exact same thing over and over and over again.
Right.
Like every world felt completely different from the one before it. So
I think in the tech demo they showed off the B suit, so I'm pretty sure that's coming back.
Yo, and a new – and because Yoshi's here, there's all new abilities that you can get while you're riding him too.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. But you know what? We are done, and we are done with kitty games for Wii, because they announced a new Metroid. Not a Metroid Prime, because that trilogy is over. A new Metroid called Other M, which is also being developed with Nintendo and the other creators of Metroid, who are actually from Texas. But it's being also developed with Team Ninja, who also created Ninja Gaiden and another series, Dead or Alive, I think.
Yeah, but It's like Metroid taken to a new level. It's a much more mature and dark Metroid, and
it kind of looks like the start of the whole series. It's like where Samus Aran got her suit from. It's what it looks like.
And the graphics looked really, really impressive, and it's like a third-person, first-person hybrid, which I thought was really, really cool. I don't know. The demo – what was shown didn't show off that much gameplay. The trailer only showed off. It only showed off a little bit of actual gameplay. But like, if what we've seen so far is any indication, this is going to be the mature game to own next year.
Definitely, I am going to pre-order it now.
Yep, and I guess that's about it as far as like what Nintendo announced at the press conference.
Yeah, Heather, were you excited about any one of these top things?
Sorry, what?
Were you excited about any one of these top things coming from Nintendo?
I want to play Punch Out.
I want to play Punch Out too. Yeah, Punch Out Wii looks awesome. I really want to play that.
I think what was interesting though is I think this is the first time in which two Metroid games are going to be released within a year of each other.
Yeah, well, like, they're re-releasing Metroid Prime Trilogy.
The entire, all three games on one Wii disc.
But, like, I don't consider that an actual Metroid game. Like, it's just, like, a recap of the other Metroid games.
Yeah, but I'm happy because if you think, because, like, there is no easy way to control a first-person shooter on the GameCube controller.
Yeah, no, I'm really happy that they're bringing them back with Wii Remote Action. Yeah. But
I think that's going to be it. There wasn't really nothing exciting from Nintendo, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was all just like, there wasn't anything like mind-boggling crazy. Like, they didn't have Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr come out. They didn't have Steven Spielberg come out. Like, it was just pretty basic and to the point. These are the new games coming out for next year. This is the Wii Motion Plus. But we'll see. We'll see if they seem to really be riding on the Wii right now. They seem to think that they don't need to do much in order to keep the system successful. But, I mean, we'll see. We shall see.
He did something there with words. But, yeah, I mean, as we said, nothing really exciting out of Nintendo. I mean, I honestly think that if they hadn't announced – I think the Wii Motion Plus was their big thing, and if they hadn't announced it a year in advance – it might have been a bigger press conference, but it just wasn't. I honestly think the biggest thing was four-player Mario, and I mean, it's not something to get overly worked up about.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, they had a solid showing of games at least, so.
Yeah,
well, they're kind of working on trying to keep this system going for quite a while, so I think they're just trying to make do with what they got by bringing back old school games, by trying to make new ones, by trying to make more things to make it so that the gameplay is easier. So it's just kind of like, you gotta just work with what you got.
Yeah, I mean, this year, for all three companies, really was the year, the E3 of the sequels, because I mean, Modern Warfare 2, Uncharted 2, Mario Galaxy 2, Golden Sun DS, I mean, everything just seems like, God of War 3, everything just seems like a sequel.
But I think Nintendo is trying to get their hardcore gamer back. I think they realize that they lost a lot of core gamers, and that's kind of the reason behind this new Super Mario Brothers, the new Super Mario Galaxy, and this much more mature Metroid. And they showed the they had a whole section actually about hardcore games during their conference. They showed off the trailer for The Conduit, which is coming out in 3 weeks. They showed off the trailer for Resident Evil Darkside Chronicles, which looks really cool. And then they showed off the trailer for Dead Space Extraction, which is a prequel to Dead Space on the 360 and the PC, I think. So, but I think that's going to do it.
Yeah, I think it is. Thanks, Heather, for being on. And
no problem.
I think we're going to have to say goodbye.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
All right, bye.